Well, it was about a month ago now, maybe a little bit more, that I did a video on the former Velveteen Dream, Patrick Clark, who had just released his apology video. It was the damnedest apology video you'll ever see in your entire life. 5-star apology promo. And it's like, it made me think, and I asked the question in that video, should we give Patrick, we as wrestling fans collectively, give Patrick Clark a second chance? Like, should we allow him to go out and have a little bit of an indie career and come on up? Because he never really was charged with anything. There were allegations, sure, but allegations are a dime a dozen these days. So do we give him another chance? Well, there was a lot of mixed thoughts on that. I don't think people were fully ready to accept Patrick Clark yet. And I think that was the case, as he did indeed make a surprise return to professional wrestling on the indie scene for Dynasty Pro Wrestling. I don't know, I just said Dynasty. And Velveteen Dream made a surprise appearance, an unannounced appearance. He came out. Let me see if I can pull that clip for you. And I would say not a huge pop. The crowd didn't boo him. Crowd didn't necessarily cheer. It was a little bit mixed. He had fans in the crowd. I didn't really hear anybody booing. But I don't know that people were super stoked to see him yet. Or maybe people just weren't comfortable cheering. Look, so here's a tough pill to swallow, right? We all used to like the Velveteen Dream. He was over as fuck. Remember, he had Ova on the. He was Ova. The NWO shit. I don't fucking know. I don't know where he comes up with this shit, but he had the Call Me Up Vince tights. Those were dope. But he was over as fuck. We all loved us some Velveteen Dream, and we wanted to see him get called up and succeed. We followed his career from the goddamn Tough Enough show, and we loved him on Tough Enough because he was the guy on the Tough Enough show that was sticking up for wrestling fans, because there were meatheads on there that didn't know a goddamn thing about wrestling that were on there just because it was a show and it was a good way to get rich and famous. And Patrick Clark was the guy on that show that was saying, no, goddamn it. You don't understand wrestling. This is wrestling. He loves it. And in turn, we loved him. But then the accusations came out. And he did address these accusations, by the way, head on multiple times. But most recently on the Insight podcast with Chris Van Vliet. This was also several weeks ago now. But I do have a clip of that here. Check out this clip.
So Joshua puts out this long note, which you gave me a copy of here.
Yep.
Do you want to read the whole thing? Do you want to read portions of this?
No, we should read the whole thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Josh starts out, and I quote, Josh says, been wanting to release this message ever since his accusations a few months back. I feel terrible not speaking up until now, but there is no doubt in my mind that Velveteen Dream attempted to groom his teenage accusers. I met Patrick right after he left Tough Enough at an indie show, and he told me to add him on Facebook. I was 16 at the time, and he was 19. This has been looked at by my former company, WWE. This has been looked at, I'm sure, by police and whatever proper authorities that need to handle this type of stuff. I can only be a man of my word. I can only tell you the truth. And not to be cliche, but my truth. And my truth is, I've never, not to Josh, not to a Jacob, not to a Jingleheimer Schmidt, I haven't sent anyone any nudes of me.
So how do we get from here to these nude photos?
This is a list of, and it's highlighted, and there's some names on the back, a WWE list of talents.
That had leaked
that
nudes.
That have leaked nudes. So I have a hard time trying to, I look at it as prosecute myself, trying to explain where people have gotten images that a lot of people have nudes all over the internet. You know, how they get there, who knows? I'm not here to speculate because speculation can't do anything but more damage. We're just throwing more guesses in the air, letting our imaginations run wild. I'm not here to do that. The crimes that I was accused of committing, those are federal crimes. Those are litigious issues. Those are things that people don't come back from. I have another list.
It should be pointed out, you were never arrested for anything.
Never.
You were never, well, associated with this, I should say. You were not charged with anything associated with this.
No, I've never been arrested, never been charged, never had to file a police report.
When we're talking about this, we'll get to
we're talking about these allegations.
Other arrests later.
Yes. Never.
I really commend Chris Van Vliet on that one, too, because I often criticize him of being just kind of a softball interviewer. He's a great interviewer. All of his interviews are fun to listen to, but they're always very softball. You're not getting any kind of tough, hard-hitting journalistic questions out of CVV. It's just having a butterball chat, right? A little fluff piece. But he was tough on Velveteen Dream, and he asked him all those questions. And Velveteen Dream, to be fair, was not ever charged, was never even arrested on any of this. It was investigated by both WWE. Say what you like about WWE's investigations that they do internally, but he was investigated by WWE and they supposedly found nothing. He was not fired for that. He was fired as part of a talent furlough shortly after. Budget cuts. He was probably a little bit too hot to handle at that point. Somebody that you didn't really want to, you know what I mean? He had a lot of, still, even if those, you're not finding anything, those allegations get people talking and you don't want that kind of negative publicity. So yeah, you cut your ties with that guy. I don't blame them for doing that, but he was never actually found. He wasn't, not even was not found guilty. He was never even arrested or tried. There was nothing there. You would think with those kind of allegations being so public that police would have looked into that. And there was nothing. Nothing ever came out of it. It was a nothing burger. But he was talking to an underage kid, which is not appropriate by any stretch at all. It's creepy as fuck. But then you look at, well, Patrick was 19 at the time. And this kid was 15 at the time. It's still an adult talking to a kid, but theoretically, these guys could have shared a high school together. So it's not like, you know, a 30-year-old dude talking to a little kid or anything, you know, like they could be considered peers in some ways. And this kid was an aspiring wrestler and Patrick Clark kind of took him under his wing as like a mentor type thing. At least he says. Then this kid finally comes out and was like, oh, well, Patrick Clark's grooming me. And he didn't really have anything to back it up. Certainly not enough there to press any kind of charges or anything. But that's really all that needed to be said. And it just killed his thing. And people turned on him. People didn't want to associate with him anymore. People didn't like him. People called him a pedo. One of those pedo people. And it completely ruined him and sent him on that downward spiral, which caused him to get into all kinds of other bullshit. No, it's just the whole mess. It ruined his life. He's trying to come back from it now. And do we give this guy a second chance? Well, Booker T talked about this. And he had an opinion on this that even he's catching some heat for. But I think we need to rethink this one, guys. But check out this clip from Booker T's Hall of Fame podcast talking about Patrick Clark and the incident in question and if Patrick should get a second chance.
The Velveteen Dream made his return back to Dynasty Pro Wrestling.
I didn't see that.
Over the weekend up upstate New York somewhere. And he's getting mixed reviews. I understand being accused of something and then, like me, I was accused. I was guilty. I was guilty. I went to prison. I served my time. And thank God, Bruce Gossage,
right,
looked at me and he looked at my heart, you know, after I worked for him for quite some time, and said, man, this guy, he's not that bad of a guy. And he gave me a chance. But I just wonder, what would I be if I did the same thing here in this, you know, council,
this day and age,
where they can counsel you, or where they can just can say bad things about you because of your past. You know, what would I be at? Probably wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And the one thing about Patrick Clark, he got arrested for some stuff. He had some cocaine. That was one strike. I think he got arrested for a fight at a gym or something like that.
Yeah, first degree
battery. He got arrested for a probation violation or something like that. He had three arrests, but he's never been arrested for a sex crime. He's not a registered sex offender. And that's the part right there that I don't understand. I can understand if he was convicted of that. I can understand if he was charged with that. I can understand if he was registered as that. But these days, people can make accusations on you and people take it as fact, and that there have been no notable crime on paper with any police department as far as that goes. And the thing is, I wonder, what do you got to do to get a second chance in this day and age that we're living in right now? What do you really got to do to get a second chance?
I completely agree. I believe in a path to redemption. I think if you don't offer a path to redemption, then they don't have any incentive to ever be good again, to change their ways, so to speak, to do a babyface turn. I think Patrick Clark deserves a second chance. I like that he's getting out there. Now, look, here's the hard facts, and it's still creepy as fuck, and there's no denying that, okay? Talking to an underage kid is a no-no. Booker T said it in this thing. He's like, look, I have 16-year-old, because that's another thing that needs to be considered. Like, okay, so this kid was 15, turning 16. He was looking at Patrick Clark as a mentor. He was looking to break into the wrestling business. It's not uncommon, especially in other countries, Japan, Canada, Mexico, especially for young people. Rey Mysterio was what, 13, 14 when he got into the wrestling business? Like, it's not uncommon for kids, teenagers, to get into the business. You know, Booker T said when he trained 16-year-olds at his school, but he always makes sure that their parents there or somebody else is in the room. Like, he's never alone with these people or anything like that, for that exact reason. I think it's a fine line. I think it's something that we need to forgive but not forget. And when I say not forget, it's not to continually hold it over his head, but to just have it there in case, like, something else pops up. And it's like, okay, there's definitely something weird about you. But I think there should be, maybe at this point, after enough time has gone by, some benefit of the doubt given to Patrick that he wasn't trying to be a pedo in this situation, that he was trying to be a mentor to an aspiring wrestler in his age group-ish, in his peer group-ish. Again, Patrick Clark could have been a senior at the high school that this kid was a freshman at. So it's not so, and I think they're roughly from the same area. That's how they met up to begin with, or why Patrick was sought out to be this mentor character in this kid's life. So, and nothing came of it. The investigation was investigated both by police and WWE. It's a nothing burger. So I think at this point we need to give him a chance. And I like that whatever this wrestling federation did. And by the way, Velveteen Dream looks good. I didn't watch the full match, but I watched some clips of it. I don't know that the full match is out there. It probably is. I didn't look for it, but you know, the clips presented themselves on Twitter for me, so I did watch through those. Man, he's throwing that drop kick like nobody's business. Looks like the guy he was working with actually kind of botched an over-the-top rope gimmick. And then he tried to, oh, I hate that. Don't do that, guys. Come on. I'm not a worker. And I, if you can't get yourself over the top rope that first try, don't just, this guy literally just tried to throw himself back over the ropes again. What are you doing? It looks so phony. It looks like that fake phony bullshit. Jim Cornette, hashtag copyright. 2024. And Velveteen Dream had that WWE experience, quickly grabbed the guy and was like, no, come on. He moved him over the corner, started beating on him. What you do is you do the spot again, but you do it in like a minute. You know, you work back around to it. You know, oh, that didn't work. Okay, let me fucking pound you in the corner a little bit, and now I'm going to whip you back into the ropes, and boom, we'll try it again. So it looks natural. Like it's going on throughout the course of a match. It's okay for me to try to clothesline you over the top rope and you to not flip. That could happen in the course of a fight. Maybe I just didn't hit you hard enough, or it wasn't, you know what I mean? You held on, whatever. And then I'll come back around to it and we'll do it again later. It's fine. It's fine. We'll come back to it. It'll look fine. Nobody will even notice. But they will notice if you try to go over and you can't, and then Velveteen's just standing there ready to grab him and do something else, and then the guy just tries to take another bump over the road. It's fucking stupid. I'm getting way off on a tangent here. But he looked good in the ring. He looked good. I'm sure he's got the ring rust on him, but he's still fully functioning, able to compete. I put him out there, man. Book him up. If you are an indie promoter within the sound of my voice, give the guy a chance. Throw him a bone. Give this guy a path to redemption. Let him show himself. Right? Because as Booker T said, like, as creepy as it is or as weird as it is, and I'll even put it, I put that caveat, you know, it comes with an asterisk next to creepy. It's creepy to talk to little kids. The asterisk, Velveteen Dream was only 19. The kid was 15. They're within high school range of being in the same high school with each other. That's an asterisk. You have to consider it. It's not the same dynamic as a 30-year-old guy. That's why are you even talking to this kid? How did you even meet this kid? That's weird. Nobody ever questioned Batman when he was training Robin. Anybody ever fucking... You get away with that back then, apparently. It was okay to have a ward running around in his green panties and his little shoes, and you could take him out on little adventures where you beat up bad guys at night, put him in harm's way. That's fine. No, I think we give him another chance based on the fact that he wasn't convicted. There's no crimes here. People can say anything. I've used this reference 100 times. I'll use it again. I could say that you diddled your fucking sister. You're a sister diddler. Look, everybody, this guy fucked his sister. Ha ha. And I don't have to have proof. And I don't have to even convince 90% of you could just blow it off. But if 10% of you go, oh yeah, that guy does kind of seem, I bet you he is a sister fucker, and you're gonna go on now forever and ever, you're gonna think of him as a sister fucker, you're gonna call him a sister fucker. All I did was say it. It was an accusation. I ain't got no proof. Don't need no proof. You believe it anyway because it's the internet. So there's a lot to consider. And look, man, I'm not going to hate on you if you do think, hey, you shouldn't have been talking to that kid. Done deal. He's a creepo. Get him the fuck off of my whatever. I get that, too. I'm not going to argue with you there. But, man, I just think like a 19-year-old kid's allowed to like make a mistake like that. I don't know that when I was 19, I wouldn't have talked to, because I was a rapper back in that day. I was in the rap scene and stuff. And I talked to rappers that were coming up under me, younger than me. And there were kid rappers. When we were in high school, there were younger kid high school rappers. I don't know, man. I don't know. Give him a chance. Book him on your show. See how he does. That's all I can say. You know, the worst thing that can happen is he's going to show himself again. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that we can just be out here blacklisting and lynching everybody based on accusations. That's just me. Seems to be the world that we're in. And yeah, there's a lot to it. There's nuances, but God, I don't know. We'll see how he does out there, right? We'll see what kind of impact he does make. We'll see who else ends up booking him. We'll see if he's able to make a name for himself again, redeem himself. He's going to have to be crystal. He's going to have to be clear as fucking pure as snow. This guy is going to have to be squeaky clean. Have a squeaky clean image. He's going to have to ditch the creepy, sexy vibes and everything. You know, the shiggling the hips and stuff. You can't do that when you're accused of sexual shit now. He's out here in his little hunter vest and shit. I don't know. We're just rambling at this point. I'm going to go ahead and let you go here. But I do want to know your thoughts. Presented a lot of information here on Patrick Clark. He's back on the indie scene. He may or may have some shade in his history, but there's people out there that are supporting him. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. And I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next.
Tell you something, brother. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on this channel, dude. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to take your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo. You should come to the gathering with me. Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop whoop shit anymore. I'll pay for your ticket. I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.